Culture 9. Exercises 4 and 5.
Do you enjoy unusual shopping experiences? Then we're sure you'll enjoy this week's Shoppers podcast. Our reporters have been out to find alternative shopping experiences, and this is what they've discovered. Here's Alice, who's been to Manchester.
It's a sunny Sunday morning. It's 8 a.m. and I'm standing in a large car park. Cars are parked all around me and they've all got their boots open. Yes, I'm standing in the middle of a car boot sale. And the first customers are already beginning to have a look around at what's on sale. But why do people take part in car boot sales?
Well, the reason we have come is to sell a few things we don't use anymore. For example, I've got a pile of old vinyl records here that I never listened to because I haven't got a record player. In fact, I don't know anybody who has. But a friend of mine told me that vinyl records are back in fashion and collectors do come to car boot sales, so who knows?
And what about you?
We've come to see if we can pick up any bargains in electronics, in computers to be more exact. A friend of mine told me he got a second-hand laptop for a really good price from here a few weeks ago, and I'd love to find one too. I've got a desktop at home, and a laptop would be useful for school, but having just spent most of my money on a new mobile, I can't afford a new one.
Thanks, Alice. So that's one place that's great for buying and selling. Now here's Max with something completely different.
London is famous for its street markets, so you might think that Dover Street Market is just the same as all the others, but you would be wrong. It was set up in a building with 6 floors that are decorated to look like stalls from a street market. They close the building occasionally to change the way everything looks, and they get theatre designers to come in and help them. So, what do people look for here?
I just come to browse because most of the goods are too pricey for me, except perhaps for some of the books. I'm studying fashion design and I come to look at the different designer clothes collections. I'd love to see my own designs on display here one day.
We're looking for a Beatles t-shirt for a friend's birthday. He loves them. We were told that they have some really cool ones here. But the thing that has shocked us the most is the price of things. The cheapest T-shirt costs £66. Well, the designs are unique, and our friend is unique too, so we're going to buy it for him. I suppose if you want something that is different, you have to pay more for it.
Thanks very much. So, as you can see, there's plenty on offer, if you're willing to pay for it.
Thanks, Max. So there you have it, something for bargain hunters and something for people who are happy to splash out a little more than usual. Which one will you visit?